Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and often deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more knowledgeable, you are more and more in control of your body, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 29 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human body is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, the longevity products, formulations, ingredients, skincare, we welcome your phone calls. If you have a success story you want to share or if you want to contribute to the conversation, likewise, we'd love to hear from you. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. We have a guest coming up in the bottom of the hour. Dr. Shoshana Bennett will be talking about postpartum depression. She's a clinical psychologist and an author, and she's written a book, Postpartum Depression for Dummies, plus another one, Beyond the Blues, Understanding and Treating Prenatal and Postpartum Depression. Did you know PPD, postpartum depression, also affects dads? 10% of new fathers, 10% of new dads suffer from postpartum depression. Anyway, Shoshana Bennett will be coming up at the bottom of the hour talking about PPD, postpartum depression. And then we'll take your calls in our second segment, our next segment. So please call in early, 844-236-6010, so we get to as many calls as possible. If you're interested in purchasing any of the longevity products you hear advertised on the program or recommended on the program, please head over to brightsideben.com. You can also purchase products from pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. Those are my blogs. We update them regularly with news stories as well as posts. Thank you to Robert Lundgren and Jonty Collier for setting those up. If you're interested in purchasing any of the Truth products, my Truth Skin Health products, including the Retinol 5% gel for hyperpigmentation, for acne, for wrinkles and fine lines, retinol is amazing stuff. As you know, if you've been listening to this program for the last month or so, we've been talking a lot about vitamin A and retinol, and we'll continue talking about it because it's one of the most effective skin lightening, topical skin lightening ingredients you could use. Anyway, 5% retinol with lots of juicy, fat-soluble, premium, stabilized vitamin C, no preservatives, no fragrances, no emulsifiers, just what you need, only ingredients that your skin can use. Active and functional ingredients, truthtreatmentproducts.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, we're talking skin lightening, we're talking melasma, hyperpigmentation, dark patches on the skin, not really spots, they're more like patches on your skin, and we're talking about how melasma and skin lightening, how they are an aspect of overall health, overall skin health, and overall bodily health. In fact, the stress response, cortisol, stress hormones, these are the stress response is what is behind hyperpigmentation. Hyperpigmentation is a manifestation of a body in distress, like all health issues are a manifestation of a body in distress, and like all skin health issues are the manifestation of a body in distress. As we said yesterday, it's hidden in the word dis-ease. If you're dealing with a skin dis-ease, you're dealing with a body out of ease, a body in distress. If you're dealing with a chronic degenerative dis-ease, You're dealing with a body out of ease, a body that's in stress. Skin conditions are rooted, for the most part, 99% of the time, skin conditions are rooted in internal causes. And we'll be taking some time talking about internal and nutritional and dietary strategies to keep your skin pigment glowing and healthy and responsive in a healthy way. Responsive in a healthy way, that is, because you can have responsive in a non-healthy way. But we're going to be talking about how you can keep your skin responsive to nutrition and responsive to dietary strategies, responsive to supplements in a healthy way, and also responsive to the sun in a healthy way. Topically, however, because melasma is obviously on top of the skin, there are ways that you can address hyperpigmentation, melasma, with a select group of anti-pigmenting agents, skin-lightening agents, most of which, unfortunately, are toxic, at least in high enough doses. They're basically medication. We talked about something called hydroquinone. That's the gold standard of skin lighteners. Here's the thing. The body wants to pigment the skin for a reason. It's part of the stress response, and there's chemistry that's initiated to make the skin darken, make the skin pigment when there's some kind of stress going on. The body wants to pigment, and the only way to shut it down is by being toxic. The only way to shut down something that the body wants to do is to poison it. That's so important, you guys. If the body wants to do something, the body wants to clamp down on the blood vessels so your blood pressure goes up, if the body wants to jack up inflammation to protect itself, if the body wants to darken the skin as a manifestation of the stress response, the only way to stop that from happening is to poison it. That's how drugs work. The only way to lower your blood pressure, if the body decides it wants to raise the blood pressure, is to shut it down, is to poison it. The only way to suppress inflammation, if the body feels like it needs to be inflamed, is to poison it, is to shut it down. The only way to suppress pigmentation, if the body wants to darken the skin, is to poison the pigmentation system. You can't force your will or the doctor's will. We cannot force our will on the body. The body is much smarter than your doctor, and it should be. The body is much smarter than we are, and it should be. The body has a wisdom and an intelligence that needs to be respected. We have to work with the body, not against the body. If we're hyperpigmenting, if we're our pigmentation on our skin is increasing, the body wants that to happen. And the only way to counteract that is to shut it down, to poison it. And that's why hydroquinone and skin lightening drugs, for the most part, are poisonous. Now, you can have milder poisons, and those are certainly going to be better than something like hydroquinone, but still, you're suppressing something that the body wants to do. Hydroquinone in particular is really, really toxic stuff. If you were to drink your hydroquinone or eat your hydroquinone, you probably have to have your stomach pumped. Hydroquinone only works really effectively at higher concentrations. It's unstable. It breaks down. It smells. It's really nasty stuff. We've talked about this at length. I used to make it in my lab in the pharmacy, a compounding pharmacy. I used to have to make high concentrations of hydroquinone. I would wear a mask. And when that prescription came in for 20 or 10% hydroquinone from the plastic surgeon's office, I would dread it a little bit because I knew I was going to be breathing in carcinogenic and mutagenic and toxic stuff. Throughout history, for some reason, women have been willing to do whatever it takes to lighten their skin. Skin lightening has historically meant killing cells. Hydroquinone is just the most recent toxic skin lightener. But throughout history, there have been all kinds of things that women have done to lighten their skin. Because pigmentation of the skin is so darn important. Melanin is very, very electrical stuff. That's how melanin really works, or at least one of the ways it works, is that it dampens electrical energy from the sun. So the only way you're going to keep pigmentation from occurring, if the body wants it to occur, is to kill the cells that make the pigment, or at least to suppress their chemistry. Women have used mercury to lighten their skin. Mercury basically kills pigment cells, and voila, your skin is light. Problem is, mercury is toxic. And throughout history, a lot of women have been killed by the stuff in their skincare products, although they did have nice porcelain skin on their deathbeds or in their coffins. Lead was also used in the early days of cosmetics. I'm talking the mid to late 18th century, really as early as the Renaissance period, 1500s. Women were obsessed with the tone of their skin, and they would use lead. In fact, there's an interesting historical aspect to lead in skin liners. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Or we'll take your phone calls if we've got them at 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. At Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We got Dr. Shosh, as she called herself, Dr. Shoshana Bennett, coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk postpartum depression, which is not just a female issue, as it turns out. Dr. Shoshana will be telling us about the 10% of men that deal with postpartum depression. That's coming up in the bottom of the hour. We'll take your phone calls, 844-236 in this segment, 844-236-6010 in this segment. And then we'll continue talking about skin lightening, toxic skin lightening, as well as effective skin lightening, non-toxic skin lightening, which involves good nutrition, nutritional supplementation, as well as some dietary strategies. We'll continue with that tomorrow. On the bright side, as we're talking skin health, time to hit our phones, 844-236-6010. Let's go to Dan in Illinois. What's up, Dan? Welcome to the bright side.
Hey, how you doing, Pharmacist Ben?
Hey, buddy. What's up, man?
Hey, I was just curious. So I'm doing some research on a blood type diet, and I'm blood type B, and I'm not supposed to be chicken, corn, lentils, peanuts, sesame seeds, tomatoes, and stuff like that. Is there anything,
I think it's silly. I think it's really silly. Do you know any animals that eat right for their blood type? Do you ever hear lions or tigers or bears or horses eating right for their blood type in the wild?
No.
Well, I can't eat. I'm a horse saying, I'm type B. I'm not going to eat that kind of food. It doesn't happen. You know, theoretically, if you really want to go all out, there's probably something to it from an evolutionary standpoint. If our blood evolved to be a certain type, we also evolved to eat certain foods. But for the most part, it's just much ado about nothing. Just a guy writing a book, basically. Everybody needs B vitamins. Everybody needs vitamin C. Most people should stay away from gluten and anything that rags on their digestive system. The whole eat right for the blood type, it just doesn't make sense to me, considering vitamin deficiencies, mineral deficiencies, protein deficiencies, too many calories, too much sugar. All of these affect everyone. If you are one of the rare people, if there are any people, who is perfectly healthy in terms of their nutrition and their digestive system and their blood sugar and their respiratory system, their oxygenation, if everything is firing on all cylinders, yeah, well, maybe then if you want to fine-tune your healthcare regimen, health regimen, maybe then eat right for your blood type. But for the most part, 99% of people, even more, are all going to be B vitamin deficient, vitamin C deficient, protein deficient, too much stress, too much sugar, not enough oxygen. This has nothing to do with blood type. So I think that's just really silly stuff. In my humble opinion, and as I say, animals in the wild don't eat right for their blood type. That's just my take on it. Does that help?
Yeah.
I hope I didn't offend you. Didn't mean to offend you. Good deal. Thanks, man. Yeah, you know, Peter Adamo, who wrote the book, he actually has some good things to say about lectins, which we've talked in the past. Lectins are plant or vegetable and fruit elements, substances that they're actually found everywhere, but they're especially highly concentrated in vegetables and fruits and plant material, lectins, by the way, lectins. And these things are associated with inflammatory health issues, with digestive problems, with immune problems, with arthritis and autoimmune diseases. And you do want to be careful with lectins. I can't tell you how many people I talk to on the phone, and even on this program, who think that they're eating well because they eat lots of fruits and vegetables and plants and grains, forgetting that these things make compounds to prevent us from eating them, poisonous compounds. And some of these things are lectins, lectins. So Peter Adamo, he's one of the only guys I know that's talking about lectins, and he's right on with that. But when he gets into the eat right for your blood type, and if you're type B, you got to eat these foods, and type A, you got to eat those foods, that just doesn't sound right to me. All right. Michael in Washington, what's going on? Welcome to the bright side.
Hey, Pharmacist Ben, thank you for taking my call. I'll go real
what's
quick
cooking?
Here. I don't know how long I've got to go over this, but... Oops. Basically, 7 years ago, I was diagnosed with colon cancer.
Okay.
And they took a third of my colon out.
Okay.
And then I went through the chemo, and I almost passed away from that. Make a long story short, after a two-year test, I was in the infusion room, and I almost died. They rushed me to emergency. And anyway...
You're like a cat. You got all these lives, man.
Yeah. Well, I give God the glory for that.
Praise God. Praise God.
Because I'm not going anywhere unless He allows me to be taken out.
Got it, man. How old are you?
I'm 65.
You are. We sound good. All right. So here's the deal. Okay. You want to cut to you want to get to the root of things.
Here's what I'm asking. Here's why I'm calling.
Okay.
Basically, through Dr. Wallach's protocol, I got on his protocol a year ago, and a year and a half, and I've been on, you know, I changed my diet. And so, basically, I got better, because I was sick for, even after the cancer diagnosis, I got, you know, I continued to be sick. So in a year and a half, I reversed the colon problems, my stomach problems.
That's awesome.
I also got kidney disease, third stage kidney disease, which I also reversed through my diet. And
that's awesome, man. Good job.
Okay, but, here's the problem.
All right.
I got so fed up with the medical doctors that I didn't want to return to them for my health. So I would order my blood from them online and say, I'd like to get my blood checked.
All right.
But they did that for a short period of time. But then the next time I said, I want to get my blood, and it would come back perfect. The blood was perfect. Then he said, no, you're going to have to come in. So I said, well, all right, I'll come in. And so they did my blood work, did my urine, and my blood work came back great, but my urine didn't. And it was, but there was no bacteria.
You got to ask me. We only got about a minute here. You got to ask me, how can I help you?
They diagnosed me with inflamed red blood cells and white blood cells.
All right.
And he put me on antibiotics.
All right, well, hang on, Michael, because I only got about a minute here, but it's not that difficult. The problem is you still have inflammation in there, okay? It doesn't matter where the inflammation is. You got inflammation. Probably you have it all over your body, not just in your blood. What does inflammation mean? Inflammation is a protective response, all right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Your only issue is what is your body trying to protect itself from? And there could be, at this point, at the age of 65, with all the breakdown you got going on, could be a lot of things. But for the most part, your body's protecting itself from something you're eating. All right? You're not an IV drug user. All right? So it's not protecting itself from something you're injecting. There may be something you're breathing. But for the most part, what gets into your body that initiates this inflammatory protective response is food. Considering the fact that we're all existing on food that didn't exist 200 years ago, you know, we're all eating modern-day food, it's not surprising that your body, our bodies, would be reacting that way. So what you want to do is give yourself a food holiday. Take 2 or 3 days off from food completely, fast. If you absolutely positively are miserable when you're fasting, do a little Swerve V. Get yourself some of that Swerve V and maybe do half a bottle every hour, every 2 hours.
What's that?
It's a longevity product. It's called Swerve V. I'll spell it for you. Let me spell it for you, okay? S is in Sam, U-E-R-O-V-I-E, Swerve V. It's a fermented whey product. It'll give you a lot of energy. It's got electrolytes in there. It's got probiotics in there. And maybe do half a bottle every couple of hours when you're fasting. Then you're going to reintroduce foods, and then you're going to have to notice which foods cause a flare-up in your condition. You know what, Michael? I'm out of time, but I'd love to talk to you. If you want to call back tomorrow, we'll get you first up. Or if you want to contact me in person, send an email to ben@ksco.com and put your phone number in there. And I'll get back to you.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAhNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, we're back on the Bright Side. Thank you for joining us on Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. All our programs are archived at brightsideben.com. Also, benfuchsarchives.com if you miss a show or if you want to review a program or if you have a specific topic you want to review. They're all searchable and they're all posted at brightsideben.com and benfuchsarchives.com. Also, if you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised on the program, please call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. All right, I'm excited to have our next guest on. Dr. Shosh, as she calls herself, Dr. Shoshana Bennett, is a psychologist, and she writes about postpartum depression, PPD, the most common complication of childbirth. This year, 1.3 million expectant and new mothers are going to experience postpartum depression, and it doesn't just involve women, as it turns out. It also affects 10% of new fathers, and we'll talk to Dr. Shosh about postpartum depression. Greetings. Welcome to The Bright Side, Dr. Shoshana Bennett.
Thanks so much.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into the specifics of PPD.
Well, I got into this field based on personal experience. I was a special education instructor working at community colleges in the San Francisco Bay Area, and then I had a baby. And I sunk into this horrifying place. I never knew that mental state existed.
Mm.
And I really lost myself. And there was no help back then. We're talking about the 1980s. Nobody was talking about this. I just thought I was the most terrible mother on the face of the earth. And, you know, I went through two suicidal depressions. If I can go here, so to
wow.
speak, anybody can. It was really horrifying. And
no history of depression. Just to clarify, no history of depression or anxiety.
No personal history of depression. There was depression in my family history, in various generations. But of course, nobody asked me questions like that. You know, there was nothing of relevance that ever came up in anybody's office. When I finally realized, after I was still in the depths of my the second postpartum depression after the birth of my second child, I finally realized there was a name for this. And I became both furious at the medical profession and the mental health profession.
I can relate.
It's so common, right?
Yeah.
One in seven women go through something more severe than the very normal baby blues. You know, why had my family and I been allowed to suffer? And that's what really launched me into this career, and I helped to pioneer the field in the United States, and it led me here to your show.
Okay. All right, good. I love that. Now, I love how you say back in the 1980s. Was it really that long ago? It actually was. From a medical perspective, we didn't know a lot of the stuff that we know today back in the 1980s, even though, you know, we can remember what we had for lunch probably, you know, back in the 1980s. I got ties, neckties that old. But it was a long time ago.
We've come a long way since then.
We've come a long way. Now, you said something very interesting. You said the normal baby blues. So is there a distinction between postpartum depression and what you're calling the normal baby blues?
Yes, and there are two major ways you can tell the difference between normal new mom stuff and the disorder of postpartum depression. One is in the duration of the symptoms, how long they last following the delivery. A baby blues is not only mild, doesn't feel good, but it's mild. The woman is still functioning, but the baby blues should be gone by about 2 weeks postpartum.
Is it organic? Is it biochemically related that you're calling the baby blues?
The etiology, the major etiology of baby blues, yes, is hormonal. Certainly sleep deprivation and a lot of other factors can feed into it. But yes, it's primarily hormonal in cause, we believe. So that's one way we tell the difference. So if the baby blues doesn't go away, if it continues, we now call it postpartum depression, even if it's very mild. The other way you tell the difference is by the severity of the symptoms. As in my case, once that placenta was delivered, I plummeted immediately.
Mm.
So it overlapped that first couple of weeks, the baby blues period. But the severity of the symptoms were such that it truly got in the way of my daily functioning and also my ability to sleep at night when I had the chance to sleep.
Now, did you have the same issues with your second? Did you have a second baby? I should
did.
Ask you.
Yes, and I had depressions after both. We do know that once we've experienced one postnatal illness, postpartum illness, such as postpartum depression, we're very quick to do it again. We're extremely high risk, about 80% risk, unless you've got a very solid wellness strategy in place. And because I was never diagnosed the first time, my body just instantly, that's what my brain chemistry did. I just I shot directly into that second depression. But the great news is there's tremendous amount we can do. I'm all about prevention. And, women don't need to have that same experience with subsequent deliveries if they have a good plan in place.
Okay. Now, when you talk about prevention and you talk about treatment, are we talking psychological aspects, or are we talking physiological? Are we talking both? Are we talking diet, nutrition, medication? What do you mean by prevention, and what do you mean by intervention?
Yes to all of the above. There's no cookie-cutter approach here. So every woman who contacts me gets a complete assessment. And there are certainly some, there are key components, there are key factors to this wellness puzzle. But I think psychotherapy is on the top. I mean, working with a perinatal psychotherapist, somebody who truly understands this specialty of what is going on either during pregnancy or postpartum, and the specifics of what that illness can look like. It's very, very important. So that's on top. Certainly something to oxygenate.
Well, hang on. Before you go on, can I just touch on that real quickly? Because I hear that term all the time, and I know my listeners hear it all the time, but we don't really know what it means, psychotherapy. Is that a specific type of treatment, or are you talking just general psychological therapy? Or is there a specific thing called psychotherapy?
Yeah, so very specifically, cognitive behavioral therapy is one of the most important talk therapies. So I'm talking about finding a psychologist, finding a marriage and family therapist, but somebody who has specific training in maternal mental illness. That's what I'm referring to. It's mainly talk therapy. There are many other types of treatments and therapies. Certainly there are physical treatments. There's brain stimulation.
I want to talk about the psychotherapy thing. You're talking about like the standard kind of stereotype where you lay on the couch and you talk about your childhood.
That's pretty much, well, not completely gone, but I'm not terribly much in favor of that type of psychoanalysis, and that's not appropriate here. Women who are going through this type of illness, or anybody going through a postpartum mental illness, needs a very practical strategy, how to put one foot in front of the other. So lying on somebody's couch and just talking about what's going on.
That doesn't happen anymore? Does that not happen anymore?
It doesn't happen as much. That's kind of on its way out. That's more a stereotype.
With the German doctor, with the German or Austrian doctor talking.
Yeah,
tell me about your childhood.
That's not what a woman with postpartum depression needs at the moment.
She'd probably kill him. No, I don't know if she'd do that. But if it's hormonal, as you said, how would psychological techniques work with the hormonal issue?
Hormonal therapy, yeah, we've got a great question.
Can you hang on, though, Dr. Show? She's got to hang on. We got to take a break, okay? We'll come back and talk about that. I also want to talk about men. I find it very fascinating that you said 10% of new fathers also deal with PPD. We're talking to Dr. Shoshana Bennett about postpartum depression. Her book is Postpartum Depression for Dummies and Beyond the Blues. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're talking to Dr. Shoshana Bennett, Dr. Shosh, as she goes by. And we're talking postpartum depression. Dr. Shoshana, Dr. Shosh, can you give out your website real quick before I forget and if people want to get a hold of you or get a hold of your
Thank
books?
Thank you. Yes, drshosh.com, drshosh.com, and it's very easy to reach me. You know, you had asked a question before the break regarding, you know, if this is hormonal, why does psychotherapy work? Would you like
right.
me to...
Yeah.
We have excellent research showing that really good psychotherapy changes brain chemistry. And now, is that all the woman needs? Usually not. I mean, she's got to have a very solid plan for sleep at night. So, because sleep deprivation itself can cause depression in
sure.
anybody, for that matter. It lowers their serotonin. You know, excellent nutrition, like omega-3s, folic acid, D3, all of that good stuff. And again, I'm not giving medical advice here. I'm just saying that this kind of an assessment needs to be done. And, oh, and by the way, on the note of omega-3s, a lot of women, pregnant and lactating women especially, will say, uh-oh, I don't want the mercury. I'm not going to do fish oil. You know, I trust Nordic Naturals. You know,
Nordic Naturals. Yeah, we talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Nordic Natural. You know, I trust the manufacturing, and I'm a purist when it comes to that. So you don't have to worry about, you know, anybody getting harmed. Quite the contrary. It's excellent for children's development. It's fantastic for treatment and also prevention of mental health issues for the pregnant woman and the new mom. You know, she needs emotional support.
How about seed sources of omega-3s, chia and flax and that kind of thing?
We need the
DHA?
Nordic Naturals, I know, offers vegan support also. It doesn't necessarily need to be the DHA and the EPA. I'm most familiar with the fish oil, so whenever possible, that's what I do recommend. But Nordic, I know, offers a variety for vegans, for those who don't eat fish, for those who don't want that in their body. So you've got an array, and you can also get some free samples, I've just noticed, on the website.
Mm.
So
nice.
Absolutely. But, you know, the woman also needs, again, a plan for emotional support. Who does she have to talk to? Who does he have to lean on? I mean, a mom who moves from Texas to California and all of her support network is in another state, she's very high risk. So there are psychosocial factors as well, not only the biochemical.
Now, how is it that 10% of men get it if it's hormonal and there's estrogen and progesterone, and
right.
I assume you're talking female hormones? What's up with the 10% of new fathers?
Certainly. When fathers get a postpartum depression, it's not due to the reproductive hormones, of course. But if he, yes, so men get depressed at a rate of about 10%. This can be also sleep deprivation. Dads are very involved with taking care of their babies these days. Also, if he's high risk himself, if he's had a personal history or a family history of depression, extra stress. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of stress, even though he might be feeling joy as well. I mean, there's often the financial stress. And if the mom is depressed, his rate actually shoots up. His risk rate shoots up between 24% and 50%. And sometimes I get calls from moms, saying, I'm really doing okay, but my husband isn't. My partner looks like he's falling apart. So, he can be depressed even when she's not. But if she is, his rate shoots way up.
Have you guys done any research, or do you know of any research associated with health implications or complications for the child that are associated
Absolutely.
With parents? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm assuming you mean with untreated depression.
No, if the moms are depressed, if moms or dads suffer from PPD, postpartum depression, does that have it? Are there any implications for the child's future development or health issues?
Yes. Yeah, there can be all kinds of developmental problems, all kinds of neurological problems, attachment disorders.
Mm-hmm.
My own daughter, I was so ill, and I won't launch into everything that happened, but I was here I was teaching early childhood development at community colleges, but I, as a mom, I was so ill. I could not get eye contact with
By
my
ill,
daughter.
You mean depressed. Is that what you're talking about when you say ill?
Very depressed, and it is an illness. I mean, it absolutely is. It's a very real diagnosable illness.
Right.
So she developed an attachment disorder. And, yes, children who whose parents, at least one parent, is depressed and who goes untreated, those kids are usually depressed by age 15, and they can have all kinds of other issues. Actually, that's why I wrote Children of the Depressed, so that adult children who have been raised by at least one depressed parent can get themselves on their feet and move on, so it doesn't become, doesn't continue to be this generational issue. But I'm not the voice of doom here. Even if that is going on, there is always hope, and the kids can get the help that they need, and the parents should just get help as fast as they possibly can. It's the most loving and responsible thing a parent can do, not only for themselves, but for everybody they love.
Now, is postpartum depression a type of PTSD, would you say?
No, there can be PTSD can certainly cause depression. There is a postpartum post-traumatic stress disorder. That's one of the six perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. It's a mouthful. We call them PMADs. Postpartum depression is one. PTSD is another. It can happen from the birth itself. Now, can they overlap? You bet. Certainly there can be traumatic events that are triggered at our most vulnerable time, during the perinatal period, it can be due to the childbearing itself, due to the childbirth itself. So
now I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
What I was thinking is, are the interventions that are recommended for postpartum depression applicable to folks who are dealing with PTSD from other reasons?
Well, often, again, these therapies can often do all at once. For instance, a woman who is suffering from a postpartum depression, she might also have some PTSD or not. Maybe it's just the PTSD that she's going for treatment for. Some of the energy psychology techniques, for instance, the tapping or the EMDR, can that also
help?
What
about tapping?
Yes.
Let's talk about that real quick, because I've always wondered about that, tapping and EMDR. Eye muscle, what does EMDR stand for? Eye something or another?
Movement. Rapid desensitization. I said them out of order, but that's what it is.
How does that work tell us about that. Talk about that a little bit.
And again, I don't do EMDR. I know practitioners who do, and it's tremendously useful for PTSD, especially no matter what the cause. Whether it's a postpartum issue or a war veteran, what it's doing is helping the brain chemistry. It's really helping the the two hemispheres of the brain talk to each other. And it's going right to the limbic brain, which is the reptilian brain, the one that holds the emotion. Because when we have PTSD, we don't know, our body is having these flashbacks, like these kinesthetic flashbacks. And also we might visually, we forget where we are. I mean, we get...
So it thinks it's real. Your body thinks you're actually going through these. Yeah.
Exactly right. I mean, so our body is somewhere in the past, kind of reliving, a past traumatic event or period of time. So these kinds of therapies, and I write about this. There's a whole chapter in Postpartum Depression for Dummies that talks about alternative treatments.
Now, what do you think about medicine? What do you think about medication, antidepressants, yeah. Prozac, and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, and you just mentioned almost the title of another book. If I might mention, Pregnant on Prozac, I was asked to write that because women were so afraid and wondering, oh, my gosh, can I be on a medication? The data we have, and again, I've got to say I'm no big lover of big pharma, but when we need a medication, if a woman truly needs a medication to be 100% herself, she should take it. And we have enough data to know that depression crosses the placenta. And so that we know is not good for developing babies. And certainly we have a plethora of information about maternal depression and how that can affect children. So if she needs a medication, I'd say do it. It's very individual, though. Again, sometimes just with a plan of action of sleep and exercise and physical support and emotional support and great nutrition, you know, like the omega-3s, et cetera, that by itself often is enough to carry her or with some of the other natural treatments. But again, very individual, no cookie cutter approach here. Whatever each person needs in order to be 100% well, that's what she needs to do.
Any link to specific foods and postpartum depression? Or diet, specific diets?
It's keeping the blood sugar even, nibbling really great protein throughout the day. That can also help to keep the moods more stable. If you're talking about prevention, we don't have real data that says eat this and you won't get depressed. There's certainly no guarantee, but can you help to prevent or at least minimize the severity of a bout with nutrition? Absolutely.
Doc, we're out of time, Doc. We're out of time. Give your website out real quick and tell folks how they can hold you. You've got about 10 seconds.
DrShosh.com, DrShosh.com. You can reach me any possible way through that website.
Thank you so much, Dr. Shoshana Bennett. Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again, I hope, soon. All right, take care. That was Dr. Shoshana Bennett, postpartum psychologist. Thanks for listening, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a spectacular, beautiful day. We'll talk to you all later. Bye for now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.